Hello, internet, or at least this corner of the internet. I am doing the quest for the questionnaire by Howby, maybe? I thought I really liked all these questions. I love doing questionnaires because I could talk and talk and talk. So I also, oh, it was on the tip of my tongue, but I read something else and I forgot what I was going to say. But anyways, this is the questionnaire I'm doing. So let's get started. Number one, how much time do I spend surfing the web or browsing Reddit on average? It's like basically constant. I don't know, when I like sit down at my computer, the first thing that I do is like go to like the internet, like Facebook, email, like everything. Like it's constant. Reddit, I on my phone constantly, like while I'm in class. I don't know, I guess a like good estimate would be like 5 or 6 hours a day cumulatively, for like all of my internet browsing. My favorite website, I don't know, I kind of go all over the place. As I said, Facebook, Reddit, Imgur, my email, BuzzFeed, oh, Netflix is a big time sink. Sometimes if I want to feel like a functional person, I'll try to read the news, but realize I don't know what news website to go to, so I go back to BuzzFeed. I don't know. I don't really have a favorite. Yeah, kind of all over the place. Around what age did I start using the internet? I was probably in like first or second grade, so I would have been like 2001. I would have been like 7. Yeah, 6 or 7. Way back in the day. I think we still had dial-up. It was a long time ago. And then, yeah, it's just been a lot ever since, because I think I got my first computer when I was like, it was like my 10th birthday present. And so then that was a lot of time on the internet. What device do I use the most for browsing the web? I used to carry around my laptop everywhere. And I would mostly use that, but it's a ThinkPad and it's like decently large, and I've realized like I have no need to carry it. So I leave that in my room. And I just, I don't know, I have it docked and I basically am using it like a desktop. But so it's pretty much split. Like if I'm out, I'm on my phone. A lot. So, yeah, it's either my phone or my computer. I don't know. I'm trying to think. I guess I don't really have a preference, but like I know that Reddit I do more on my phone because I like the way that Reddit looks on my phone more so than on my computer, because I find that it's very like visually overwhelming to look at on a computer. So like if I'm on my PC, I'll go to Imgur and just look at pictures. And then I usually like read the like Ask Reddit and those types of things on my phone. Because I've been Redditing for a long time. Trying to think, my actual Reddit account. I think it's been around for like 3 or 4 years, so a while. Have I ever yeah have I ever told friends or coworkers about GWA? How did they react? I haven't told them about GWA specifically, but we were having a conversation just the other day, actually, about not being able to. Ow. This is a tangent. I cooked lunch and I put peppers in it, and I've washed my hands like 6 times since I cooked, and I just touched my eye and it hurt like it. Ow. Well, I did it again just to check. Yeah, no, that stings. Fuck me. Ow. That really stings. What was I saying? GWA. Oh yeah. So she has worked there. The girl I was talking with has worked there much longer than I have. And I guess it used to just be like they didn't care what people did on the computers as long as they weren't like blatantly watching porn. So she used to read like fan fiction. And somehow like audio erotica came up and I was like, yo, I find that it's great to do homework too, which is like not a lie. I don't know why, but I find that I end up getting a lot of my listening done while I'm trying to study. But yeah. And she was just like, yeah, like I've it was basically like, yeah, that's a cool thing to have. I That sounds so dumb, Jesus Christ. I don't know why people listen to me. I mean, I do, but this isn't one of those audios, so. Have I ever told anyone in real life about my GWA entries? No, I have not. I'm really worried that it'll slip out one day and it'll be like, oh, whoopsie, that can't take it back now. And then I would have to like explain it. That would be awkward. That would be really awkward. I'd prefer if that didn't have to happen. On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being the least, 10 being the most, how comfortable am I talking about sex? How comfortable am I about sex, talking about sex, having sex, making recordings, and masturbating? Talking about sex depends on like who it's with. If it's like just me and like female friends, it's much easier. Whereas like we have one friend and he'll like bring things up, but it's so uncomfortable, and like it'll be like him and like, you know, three girls, and we look at him and we're like, we don't want to be hearing this from you, because he's like a brother and it's just weird. And he like tries to like not like teach us things like visually, but like to impart his wisdom upon us, I guess. And that's not a sexual thing. Like he just tries, like he'll say things like, well, you know, I found that the most important thing is for partners to reciprocate. And we're like, oh my God, like shut up. That's not an answer on a scale of 1 to 10. I don't know. I think like talking about sex, it varies, but I would probably say it averages out to like a 5. Like it's just around most people, it's kind of uncomfortable. Making recordings, yeah, it's awkward. And I like listen back to myself and I'm like, it's not for me. Like I don't like hearing my voice. So I usually like listen to the beginning and the end of things and make sure like, oh, okay, yeah, like it recorded the whole thing. I'm assuming everything in the middle is fine. Yeah. So I guess that one, making recordings would maybe be like a little bit more comfortable because I'm on my own. And then masturbating, that one I do. I mean, I'm totally by myself when I do that, unless I'm making a recording, which I already talked about. But that one I'm fine doing. yeah. If I care to share, what is my sexuality? I am straight. Yeah, like I don't know. I guess I would say that I'm like passively bi curious, that like if the situation arose, I wouldn't back out, but it's not something that I'm like seeking out, if that makes sense. But my preference is definitely men. How often or how many times a day on average do I think about sex or masturbate? Kind of like browsing the internet, it's constant. This is a trick I started in like high school where I was having trouble staying awake. I would just start like visualizing like in graphic detail sexual acts, and it's still something that I do, like mostly in class. Like I don't if I was a guy, I'm pretty sure I would just have like a perpetual boner. I don't know how guys don't have that, because that's like what I think about when I'm bored. Like, whatever, it's a nice day outside. Oh, damn. I mean, I guess it's not that. Like, I don't know. There's usually more of a transition to it than that, but I'm crazy. Yeah. How often do I masturbate? That one, it's usually like most nights. Yeah, I'd say it probably averages to like 5 nights a week. Who is my favorite submitter on GWA? More than one? Yes, definitely more than one. I don't know, I really like a lot of different things. Like, I really like variety in almost everything, so it's hard for me to pick just one. Describe my favorite audios. Again, I like different styles of audios. I really like every so often, like you just really want to hear man noises or man sounds or whatever you tag them as. I can't remember off the top of my head. Sometimes you want something more like, sometimes I want something more like scripted and structured. Sometimes, I don't know, recently I've been listening to a lot of the like voicemail ones, because they tend to be short. Because I can never listen to just one, so if I like focus on finding short ones, then I like don't end up spending 40 minutes listening when I'm trying to fall asleep. Not that it's a bad thing, I just, you know, need to sleep. Sexual partners is that's a zero. That would be none. A decent number of online encounters. So that number, that number is fairly high, I think. This is over a course of several years, but online sexual encounters with like 22. Oh, I'm dropping shit. 22 guys. That sounds so much worse saying it out loud. Over, I can't say a very long time, but fuck it. My number one celebrity crush. I love Ryan Gosling. It's Ryan Gosling. Definitely. Yeah. Do I drink or like to get drunk? Yes. And usually yes. Favorite beer? I'm just, I just keep dropping a bottle cap, so if you hear weird noises, that's, yeah. Not liquor. It's like in the middle of the afternoon and a weekday, but like a soda bottle cap. I don't usually drink beer. I have like a pretty high tolerance, so I find that I need like a large number of beers over like a fairly short period of time, so it's not usually my go-to. I guess my favorite one that I've had is I don't know, Shock Top is pretty good. I remember liking those. And I think it was Coors Summer Brew. Had this like citrus, I can't remember what they called it. But that one was good. I liked that one. went through a good number of those this summer. wine, I don't know, recently my go-to drink has been white wine. It's been a Moscato, which is like really sweet, but it's been good. I don't care much for red wine. Sometimes I enjoy white Zin, a pink wine, but yeah. Cocktail, I really like a good, like, gin and tonic. Good meaning that the gin comes out of a bottle that's not made of plastic. sounds terrible, but if I ever have like nicer gin and tonic and limes, that's always really good. But instead, I usually just end up putting gin and whatever else I have, which all of my friends think is disgusting. But to me, that just means that I never have to share my gin with anyone. So, yeah, I don't usually drink straight liquor. I did on one occasion. I drank, this is terrible, straight bourbon, but not like in a classy way, like a red Solo cup, like 2/3 full of straight bourbon. So that hasn't happened since then. And that was part of an event that has since become referred to as Bucket Night. Shameful, 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 shameful. Just freshman year was definitely a transition period. So usually I say no to straight liquor. I don't like shots either. It's bad news. Those nights never end well. My favorite food, something I could never get tired of eating. This one's a tough one to answer because I like to cook and I like to do different things. I guess I would pick something like sandwiches where I could like change what I put on it, because that's what I tend to make for myself a lot. Whenever I'm like too lazy to cook like an actual meal, it's like, oh, I'm just gonna put this between two slices of bread and call it dinner. So that, yeah, I don't know, like I really like going to like delis and getting like really fresh like sandwich meat, fresh bread. That's like one of my favorite things to like eat, to like not just like to eat, but to like go out and get is like a really fresh, like good sandwich. Good. I don't know. I always called them grinders, which probably people who recognize that would know like what area of the country that's called, but where we use that. So yeah, I like grinders. I feel awkward saying it when I'm like not at home because everyone else is like, ah, you use grinder? And I'm like, that's not even close to what I'm talking about. I really like sandwiches, not apps for casual gay hookups. But thank you for that one, grinder. I don't know how you people listen to my favorite band. I have a couple. I usually pick like five, which is many more than one. But because I don't listen to like, I listen to a lot of different like genres of music, so it's hard to narrow it down to just one. Like one of my favorites for a long time has been okay, I'll pick a different one to start with. I've loved the Eagles for probably the longest. That was the first band, which is weird because I'm like young enough that no one else my age was ever really like interested in them, but I remember like they were the first theirs was one of the first like greatest hit CDs that I had, and I listened to that over and over and over and over. And it was, I think, like greatest hits 71 to 76, because it was like Hotel California wasn't on it. It was different other songs, but no, I've loved the Eagles. I love Say Anything. I think my favorite album by theirs is A Real Boy, which was like it was their first big album. They had done a couple other ones before that that they didn't put out with the same success as that one. But I love that album. Not as much of a fan of their newer things as they've gotten more mainstream. So I'm not gonna say that I'm not a hipster, but I definitely think their older things from before they were popular were better. To me, personally. Another album that I've always loved is Tea for the Tillerman by Cat Stevens. That's been one of my favorites. Bare Naked Ladies are another favorite. I loved the album Stunt. The one with 1 Week. Like, these are all like albums that I've listened to with enough frequency that like hearing one song played like out of the context of the whole album, I like expect the next one to come afterwards, and I'm always like, when that doesn't happen, I'm like, this is wrong. This isn't how that goes. I guess another one is I really like Carole King. I like Tapestry. I love singing Carole King, and my friends all laugh at me because they know if I'm listening to it, I'm gonna start singing, which is never pretty. And what was that? Four? Five? Four? I don't know. I also really liked Feel Good Ink by the Gorillaz. That was like the first like alternative album that I got, and I remember listening to that one a lot because it was a lot different than anything else I'd listened to before that. So I listened to a lot of different music. I could talk about it forever. I saw that there was a music questionnaire, so I might have to go do that one. Sorry, I feel like I should be doing other audios, but these are just so easy. What color are my eyes and hair? I have blue eyes, and my hair right now is a dark brown. It was blonde for several months. I think I was like for 7 or 8 months that I had it blonde. But I dyed it back to my like more natural shade of dark brown. What color of eyes or hair is my favorite on a dream partner? I don't really have a preference, not for hair. With eyes, I don't have a preference either, but I find that the guys that I tend to like, for whatever reason, very frequently tend to have blue eyes. So it's not that I like seek out blue eyes, but I don't know, I just think it's weird that a lot of guys end up that I end up liking or being interested in and have blue eyes. So that's kind of weird. But it always makes me laugh because I'm always like, that means our children would have blue eyes, which is crazy. But that's always the first thing that I think of when I meet guys with blue eyes. So, yeah, I'm crazy. What is my favorite time to have sex or masturbate? Right before bed. Definitely. Like, I'm in bed. It, like, not that it helps me fall asleep. Like, that would be boring. But, like, I don't know. There's something about, like, when I finish, I'm like, I'm like, I can't think of a word to use. Not that I'm like soothed or like relaxed, but there's something about that like period after I finish that I'm like, oh, it's nicer to fall asleep now. Am I a top, bottom, or switch in bed? Does it depend on your partner? I would usually say that I'm a bottom, but a way that I've said it before is that like if there's a spectrum of like bottom to top, I would probably fall on the side of being a bottom, but closer to the middle, just because I don't understand why I find being a bottom as appealing as I do, because I not like not just very frequently, but like I almost constantly challenge authority like in everything. So I think given the right set of circumstances, I would be able to be a top, but I kind of had have a tendency away from that just because I think I think because I don't have experience. So, I don't know, it would be weird for me to be like commanding if I don't even know what I'm doing, let alone trying to tell someone else what to do too. Do I have any hobbies? Well, I sing in the shower. are they something other people might think are nerdy? I don't know. I think I've talked about this a little bit before, but one of my biggest like hobbies that's not like a usual hobby is I paint my nails a lot, and I used to do a lot of really like crafty and fancy things, but now it's just that I like to maintain my nails, which ends up taking like a decent bit of time to like do my cuticles and file my nails, which is kind of lame, but that's something that I enjoy doing. And I watch a lot of TV. I used to read a lot, but now I find it's like by the time I finish like studying, the last thing I want to do is like keep reading. So I'm usually in the middle of some TV show. recently, I've been rewatching Grey's Anatomy, so that one's quality. But I think my favorite has been I loved The Sopranos. Holy shit, I loved The Sopranos. Mad Men was really good. Parks and Rec, I loved. 30 Rock. Oh my God, The League was hilarious. I love Bob's Burgers. What else have I watched? Every so often I like get a craving for terrible TV. I watched Nip Tuck. I think that's what I was watching this time last year. And it was just, oh, it was bad, but it was like one of those. That's how I feel about Grey's Anatomy. It's like so bad that it's just like, this is great. So, good bit of TV. I recently started playing World of Warcraft again. I used to, like, several years ago. I had been playing for a great number of years, so I've, like, kind of gotten back into it, but it's just, like, such a time suck. And I barely knew what I was doing then, and I don't know now, and the people have gotten meaner, and I'm like, I don't wanna be yelled at. Like, that's not why I'm here. I'm just gonna go, I don't know, chase. Go work on doing other things instead of like playing with other people, which is kind of lame because that's the whole point of it, is to like do things. It's an MMO, it's meant for many people, but the people suck. No offense to other people. If I could gain a superpower or super ability, what would it be? I think it would be nice to be able to read people's minds. That one would be. I would think, I would try to convince myself that it would be for good, but it would mostly be, like, for me. To fuck with people. And to, like. Yeah, no, I don't know. I think that one could be used for a little bit of both, depending on the day and what I felt like doing. So there are bonus questions. Let's see. When listening to a GWA entry, do I ever picture what I think they look like? Yes. Yes, absolutely. And there are a few posters who like remind me or who are similar to like characters or like actors, I guess, like on t like their voices sound familiar, and I picture them as that actor. So it's always shocking when that's not what they look like. So it always fascinates me when I like am creeping through someone's submissions and I've seen that they've posted pictures, because I'm always like, oh, how close am I? Like, am I right? Because I really like to be right. I never am, not about this at least. But that's always like a super fun surprise. Have I ever gotten caught? No, I haven't. Thank God, that would be all sorts of uncomfortable. Have I ever heard someone that I could swear that I knew? I haven't, but I'm like secretly wishing it'll happen. Not that I know like what I would do or like if I would even do anything, but I think that that would just be like a funny story, like, oh my God, guys, you'll never believe it. Yeah. So anyways, that is the quest for the questionnaire. Thank you for listening. If you've made it this far, oh Jesus, this is half an hour. Oh my God. Well, thank you for listening. And hopefully I'll get to doing other recordings soon.